Well, the assessment has confirmed some of our fear, being that the humanitarian situation has deteriorated over the last 6 months. The finding of this assessment is telling us that we have, again, more than 1 million people in state of humanitarian emergency, and in total we have 3 million people in need of humanitarian assistance or livelihood support. So basically, this is an increase of more than 20% compared to 6 months ago.
And what has led to this deteriorating humanitarian situation?
It's a combination of a drought, conflict, limited access, impact on supply road, skyrocketing prices, but also limited resources of the humanitarian organization. I have repeatedly said over the year that we have a similar situation today than the one we had in 2010, which was the year preceding the famous devastating famine.
You're saying there is a lack of enough resources for the humanitarian actors. How much do you need?
I mean, among others, the lack of resource is a real problem. I mean, we are now two-thirds in the year, and our overall appeal is only 30% funded. Today, we are still seeking for about $500 million.
And how are these over 1 million people surviving?
For the time being, there is a scaling up of the response. Many of these people are in remote areas or in places which have been recently recovered by the AMISOM offensive, but these people are just cut off in terms of a supply road. So basically, we have scaled up our operation through air support, through transportation of cargo. The only thing we cannot really do is to provide them with a large-scale food assistance, especially in a remote area.
Children are among the first to be affected by a food crisis. Do you have any concerns about the welfare of children?
Yes, this is a huge concern. We have about 220,000 acutely malnourished children under the age of five in country. And among them, we have about 44,000 children who are at the doorstep of death, meaning by this, if action is not taken now, they risk just to die. So the children are among those paying one of the highest price during this crisis.